good morning or good afternoon, depending where you listen to the world. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the show where I bring my wisdom and insight through my multidimensional sight and intuitive vision to help empower you. This is where I like to give guidance and information to help you. This is where it's all about empowerment, self-empowerment, and being able to direct your energy like the master that we are. I'm glad for you to join us, and we could hear us every Monday. And our new time is at 1 o'clock, and we have a lot of stuff coming up. And so to hear what's going on, such as the mediumship class on Monday, April 26th, at 5 to 7 p.m. on a Sunday night, you can contact me at union1111@yahoo.com or sign up for the free newsletter, and that's www.carrieoconnor.com. We have the Mastery Series coming up. That was very, very popular, the first Mastery Series. So we have a second Mastery Series coming up in May. You don't have to be part of the first Mastery Series to join the second one. We do have the first one available in CD and MP3 format. And that is a four-week, once a week on Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time class where you commit to join and you well, every single week we'll work on a different subject to help you hold more of your energy. Think of that we're at a time right now where I always talk about energy maintenance. And the more we have our foundational energy and our mastery, the more we can direct our life. As like we see out in The Secret and we see in all these other movies, and we're being bombarded with information that we can co-create the life that of our dreams, and do you feel like you're co-creating it? And if you're not, the answers are always within your energy field. So join us with that and all the other stuff that's happening. We've got a lot of stuff going on. And again, that's CarrieOConnor.com. And the first half, 15 minutes, I like to talk about before we open the phone lines of what's happening, what's going on this year, out this week, to give you a tip to be able to navigate the energies through this week. And yesterday and this whole weekend was all about Passover and Easter. And so I like to encourage people to think with that we don't have to even celebrate Easter or Passover to be connected with the energies of it, because this is where we're going to the collective consciousness for thousands of years have passed and connected to this energy of this past weekend. And that's all about resurrection. It's about crucifixion. It's all about really being able to recognize that we're at a period here for unification, is what Jesus calls it. So think of Jesus died on the cross to free us from our, quote, sins. Think of where right now, where we are in our evolutionary process, where we are unifying our field. So taking the information he freed us 2,000 years ago for us to be free. And so think of now it's an opportunity for us to come around and be free. So what does that mean? Be free from what? Be free from our mind chatter. Be free from the ego. Be free from that separates us from our mastery, the part of us that knows that we can do this two or more. The human has the angel experience. So think of with the collective energies that are happening now and over the next couple of weeks, and even started last week, of resurrection, of being able to clear out, plant your garden. It's a full moon on Thursday, this past Thursday. It was a seed moon. So that's where full moon is about completion. So there's a lot of energies that are helping us go to completion, clearing out old patterns that no longer serve us, to have a unified field, meaning a balanced male and female side of the energy, to allow us to stand in that empowered state, or what I call the fifth elevator. And that fifth elevator allows us to lighten up our light bulbs. The more lighter we are, the higher frequency we are, the more we flow with life. And so we can resist this rebirthing process and this unification, or we can go with the flow. And the more flow we have, the more flow we'll experience in our life. And so you can do that, again, by daily energy maintenance. And we're at a time now where we're being given more responsibility, meaning that as we are evolving, we are, to get the goodies, we got to do the work, meaning that we've got to be proactive, not reactive. We have to really take a posture of really thinking about how do we direct our energy throughout the day, how do we direct the energy throughout every encounter that we have? Do we see the God aspect in everybody, or are we holding judgment? Because when we do that, think of that we judge somebody else, or the thing of the finger pointing. You got one finger pointed to one person, and you got three fingers coming back to you. So that does not make a unified field. It does not make a whole field, and so it makes a leaky energy field. So we're here to look at ourselves and really think of where we arm wrestle, where we could project, and what in that projection, and that like arm wrestling, you're arm wrestling with yourself. Getting into the rights and wrongs are all about keeping us in the mental mind. And this journey of Easter, this journey of unification, is all about going down into the heart, and that really understanding, not in our mental layers, not in our ego part that wants to keep us separate and is invested in keeping us separate, but really getting to the heart of understanding that each and every single one of us is a part of Source, part of Creator, and we all are reflecting a unique piece of that. So the more we have a solid foundation and reflect that within ourselves, the more that we'll reflect it outside of ourselves. And so, again, take this time, this energy, to really look at where your life could be out of balance, where you could be draining your energy, and all you have to do is look at your life and feel, am I in flow or am I not? Am I having the amount of money that I should be making? Am I having the health that I should be? Do I pop out of bed, or do I drag myself out of bed? Are my friendships in flow, or are my friendships chaotic? Is my partnership, am I in a partnership that's chaotic, or has a lot of chaos and drama? Or am I by myself and feeling that I'm missing something? All of those things are things that you could look at yourself within yourself and answer yourself very quickly. Are you in flow? And it's not a place to judge yourself in a whipping period of bad person. It's all about information, and again, a unified, be able to look at yourself as the observer, understand that we are in powerful, life-altering, turning times right now. So the more we're able to look at those aspects, and again, go for within ourselves, the more we can free ourselves from those energies of separation, those energies of that keep us separate from ourselves, and be able to live a much more empowered life. And that's what this show is all about, is self-empowerment. So that is the tip of the day, is to unify your, have a unified field. To think of when we're not unified, when we don't have that unified field, we cannot have peace. It's like imagine your body being split in half. When it's split in half, you leak your energy everywhere. And so this is where we mop it up. And you can mop it up daily by doing all different energy exercises, all different prayer. I offer three sets of energy exercises that are very simple and easy. And those are, again, free. All you have to do is email the office at Union 1111 and ask for them. I also have different books and CDs that go deeper and show you layer by layer by layer of what the energy looks like, how I see the energy pattern. So when I'm reading somebody and I'm saying you're leaking on your right side, your left side looks like an accordion being pulled in, it gives you a visual of what I'm looking at, because everyone might not have sight, but we all have intuition. So it helps clear your intuition. So I encourage you to look at those and empower yourself with that information, because all of this is about empowerment. And so this is where we think of mopping up those leaks, standing in our core. When we do that, we get to have peace of mind, and when we're not in pieces. This is where we're going for the peace, P-E-A-C-E, and getting out of the pieces, P-E-I-C-E. And so that's where collectively going through a soul retrieval here as we step up to that next level of unification, of resurrection, and that, again, allows you to direct your energy like the master that you are. So we're going to be going to our first break. When we come back, we're going to be opening up the phone lines so you can get all ready for your questions. And that's it. You listen to the Carol Connor Show, and I welcome your phone calls, and we'll be right back right after this short break.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. And sign up now.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Following the herd is fine, until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I am Kara O'Connor, and we open up the phone lines for your live questions. We do ask that you ask one question, and the question that's the most important on the top of your mind, on the top of your head. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. We have Sarah calling in from Federal Way, Washington. She wants to get some guidance on a long-distance relationship with her beau. So, Sarah, Alrighty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you. I'm just so thankful that you're on once a week. I just love listening to this program when I can.
thank you. Okay, so long-distance relationship.
Yes. So he's in Canada. I'm in South Seattle vicinity. And I know we have a real heart connection, but it seems like there's a whole lot of other stuff in the way, and you know, my life and his life are really very different in a lot of ways. And I'm just wondering, is this sort of a transitional relationship? Do I need to put more energy into it? And because it's so close to me, I can't even read the thing.
when I'm looking into his energy, the right side of his heart is it's going up and down like a, think of like shutters. And so the shutters go up and then they go down and they go up and then they go down. The right side's the male side, is also what's happening right now side. And I see his heart energy doing this when you're not in front of him. And when I put you in front of him, I see his shutters, think of going up more, but there's still a block in the energy that has really nothing to do with you. And actually, when he's around your energy, you help him get into his heart energy and open up his heart energy. And when I look at your side of your energy, your right side, your left side kind of mimics the same thing. So think of it as definitely a teaching relationship. When I see hearts going back and forth that are green, that means to me a green teacher heart relationship. And so there's definitely a reason for this. When it gets into the end of May, beginning of June, you're going to find out whether there's a season for this. I also heard Joseph Joe, a real strong Joseph and Joe, and I just heard a grandfather yelling that out, and with no other information. I don't feel that Joseph Joe is a dead person either, but I do feel like he does have a Joseph grandfather that's in the middle name is Joseph, that is handing him a stick, and when I see a stick and a staff, it's like take control of your energy, direct it like Moses parting the sea, and as a part of that's where you come in, Sarah, to help him be able to qualify his energy field more, direct it more, feel like he has that energy to be able to clearly direct it. And again, if it gets to the end of May where I'm seeing the stick get a little wobbly right now, and again, this is what I'm seeing the energy as I'm reading it now, can it change and shift as far as into April and May? Absolutely, that's what we want to concentrate on, that it becomes more stronger. If there's always that free will factor there, that I always like to remind people that if he chooses to stay where the stick ends up being like a wobbly stick, then it feels like that would continue the pattern of having hardship and things in the way. And I'm also seeing that you're already looking above his head, meaning that you're looking to go up to what I call the fifth elevator, and that and so you're asking him to join you up there. And as a part of him, that he looks up and then he says, yes, it feels good, it looks good. Then he looks, oh, it's a hard time to place to crawl up to, oh, it looks good, it feels good, oh, it's hard to get up there. And so think of your bodies are talking to each other energetically, whether you're close or not, as far as the distance really doesn't matter. And again, when it comes into the end of May, it's going to be very obvious if he decides to think that it's really too low, it's hard to do, and that he can't take his energy and direct it up there. And so I would absolutely think of this as a real teaching relationship. And again, I'm hearing not throwing in the towel already, that when I see green hearts going back and forth, again, there's teaching for both of you and learning for both of you. And then it's interesting because I just saw your left heart turn really purple when it got into that May and June, and that's intuition, that's blue, wise woman. And so there's a sense of peace and not heartache when it comes to the end of May, June. And so that's like where, so think of part of as you are standing more into that fifth elevator, that divine complement relationship, our relationships, if they don't go up with us, then believe it or not, there's not a lot of pain, where sometimes we think, oh my gosh, it's going to be pain and heartache, but our vibrations go so fast throughout our heart energy, it clears us out. And so it's just like a natural disconnect if they choose not to go up there. So you're not going to have to be arm wrestling for the next 2 or 3 years and wondering this. So this is right up in your energetic face right now for both of you. And again, there is some teaching going on. So I definitely, I would work with that energy. And I'm also seeing there's a part that you could really resonate or hear that the little boy of saying like, kind of like, please, mama, don't leave. And so I'd absolutely clear and work with the energy of this full moon and clear any direction in space of time where you guys were past life, where you felt had vows that were of like negative traumatic experiences, and really that will clear the energy and put you energetically on the same level. Okay.
Wow! Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks very much, Sarah, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Let's go off to Tacoma. We have Caroline calling in. She's got a housing situation. Carrie, she's renting right now but wants to own her own home. And is that in the cards? Is it anytime soon? Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Carolyn, what I'm seeing, first of all, I see grandfather, paternal, stepping in, he's given you the number 333. I also want to recognize this March's birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. I also, when I hear March, going to March, like in a marching band, that means taking action, proactive. He has an energy where he's actually shown me where he sat down or he let things go by in life where he stayed afraid or went listen to his own intuition or his own clear cognitive information and got into black and white stuff, so he limited himself. And so he's all about marching, taking action, and being proactive. And especially when I see a quarter way up in the air, and that's my quarter sign, is pay attention to the name George. I'm also hearing George Michael. I'm seeing the singer George Michael, so he wants to have you think of listening to messages on the radio. He's in and around you. He also wants to give you the number 777. When I see that, think of that's from now to July, and also that represents independence, and that's what the house is in, is all about, is independence, feeling like free to fly. And also pay attention to big birds like eagles, hawks, those kind of animals, or birds. Those are his sign that he's around. Going into as far as renting, have you been looking for the three with this? Have you looked at three houses seriously the last 3 months, or what's the three?
No, because I don't have the finances to even
get started.
Oh, no, I haven't.
What's that?
No, I haven't, because I haven't had the finances to.
Okay. Well, I would absolutely, when he's saying March, 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 think of marching and looking to see where financing is out there, because they're doing a lot of different programs right now for people that are in foreclosure, that they don't want them to go in foreclosure. So if you're feeling, that's where he's showing me that where he held himself back. So think of, again, especially since March, in the last 3 years, I mean, last 3 months, last 3 days, last 3 3 3s with you, if you've been feeling, I want to own, it's a perfect time to own versus buy, then look out there. Don't go. Don't let your current circumstances, you know, but hold you back. March out, see what's out there. And again, when the quarter is way up in the air, that's like heads or tails, meaning there's not a right or wrong here. Just see if what's available. And also, there's a part of stepping in the, sometimes we do stuff, and it's the biggest thing is to get information for us to be proactive about things and to listen to our intuition and to gather the information. That's what part of the whole lesson was about. But he's, again, encouraging you to go out there and see what's going on. See what is available, see what you qualify, and let's say that you find out, well, in the next 3 months, if you do blah, 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 in 3 months you'll qualify, or you'll look better, or that the financial person says, you know what, if you do this, 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 if you limit credit cards, get credit cards, or whatever, that you would look in a much better position. All of that's being proactive to take the steps to be in the position to go from that renting step to buy the buying step, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. And it looks like we have time for another one. Carrie, let's go off to New York. New York, we have Nancy standing by. Her father just passed away at 99, so our condolences and thoughts to her. She just wanted to know, though, if her father has crossed over okay. So, Nancy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Daddy passed away on Saturday, and I just want to know if he needs any help, if that went smoothly, what you can tell me about that.
Okay. Nancy, he's giving me the number 555. What's May with this, or 555? If you don't, it's like birthday anniversary when something crosses over. And he's also showing me that, and he keeps on putting his hand up, 555. So going to the last 5 months, last 5 days, last 5 years even. And and the first thing he shows me is, it's interesting, his maternal grandmother, he has her look like Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show. And that there's a part, so I want to recognize the name Aunt B, and that could even be a B as in Barbara, B as in Betty, Bonnie. But he's definitely saying, I know some people say aunt, I just say aunt. But he's shown me that, with her in particular, that she looked like he's shown me this shimmering, think of her like a cape that she's wearing that intrigues him. It's like, what the heck is that? It looks like she's wearing an angel wings or that kind of thing. So that intrigues him, and so he steps toward her. And actually, as soon as he thinks about her or is intrigued with her, his heart is magnetically pulled toward her, and that interests him. So think of him as he's going over there. When I see paperwork getting checked in, he shows me that he's already been up and out of his body checking in. So a lot of times I've seen people that are still alive, and they're still, but energetically they're not, because they're up and out of their body, meaning that they, during sleep time, they've taken the cord, you know, the cord that we go out when we're sleeping, they talk about the silver cord. And so he shows me that it's a road already well-traveled. Well enough where he had near-death experience when he was younger, and he shows me 3-4, 3-4, and that could even be 5, where he could have, he's shown me the energy of his chest where he could have drowned, or even drowned to where it was a pneumonia or something along those lines, where he could have popped over there. And whenever I see my face over that, I had this near-death experience where I almost drowned, and I didn't have to go to the hospital. I hit a rock, and it kind of had me spit up the water or whatever, and it was very quick and very fast. And some people could have that by, and people not even know it, like a real high temp, and parents think that they're, you know, the kids are just going to sweat it out, and then they just kind of jump over to the other side. It's being very clear with that. But the biggest thing is, when we do that, that pathway has already been open for him. So again, think of, he's shown me peace. He is. Show
show me confusion, but not fear. Like, kind of like, what's this all about? You know what I mean? So he's not afraid at all. He wants to give everyone the peace sign. And again, pay attention to the number 555. He also shows me meet by brother, and he shows me a son or a grandson that crossed over as far as like a miscarriage energy that he's greeted with too. That also makes him very curious. Like somebody having a miscarriage that they could have thought when they were pregnant, and then I hear a male goes and meets them, and then he's like, I know that this is my son or grandson, and this is surprises him, you know? So, a pleasant surprise, you know what I mean? So, think of that. For him to be giving me these images and he crossed over on Saturday, that's good. So, think of he's doing peace of mind. He's getting, like, think of checking in, enjoying the grand party, going in there, and that he wants everyone to know that he's fine. Especially when I see other people surrounding him and kind of guiding him, that means
that's so great.
In good hands, okay?
Oh, Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome, my concern.
I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome, hon. Pay attention again. See the numbers 555. He also shows me nutmeg, and I don't know why he's talking about the nutmeg state. I know they call that Connecticut. And there's a nutmeg magazine that shows all natural restaurants, and I don't know why the heck he just showed me that, but it'll make sense to you later because he clearly threw that in right toward the end.
Okay.
I would look up into those restaurants, and you could literally get online and see what he's going for. And I'm seeing actually there's a Moosehead Cafe, and I don't know what the heck that's about. It has to have some significance with him, with you guys, or some history, because he's shown me clearly, and it's actually a very popular restaurant. So down in Guilford, I believe. So I don't know. And then he's saying money. So it's big money down there. So he's having a Moosehead time of his life. So think of that. He's likes being the belle of the ball. And again, the grandmother, her energy really it takes him in, and think of being blinded by the light, but it's not a scary blind. It's like welcoming and feeling great, and just really getting his. He points to his knees, and I'm seeing like knees that feel very shaky, and then he feels like he's got his strength back. So that's always positive.
Great.
All right, hon.
Okay, Carrie, again, thank you, and
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day, hon.
Cool. Thanks very much. And of course, Carrie, let's run off to a break. And if
we will.
And if you have a question for Carrie, you'd like to give us a call here at 1-800-930-2819. Of course, the Carrie O'Connor Show is on KKNW at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So of course, Carrie, I'll take it away. We'll be right back.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com. And start getting results now.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And, Benny, we have the lines open, so why don't we go back to those?
We do. We're going to, let's see here, head back over to the West Coast. We had Nancy, of course, calling from the East Coast in New York. And, of course, we want to send her send our condolences to her and her
Absolutely.
Dad, you know, passing away at 99. Man, that's... Yeah, it's a long-lived life, yeah. That's for sure, isn't it?
Absolutely. And yeah, and that is right, Benny, because we're all family, and Nancy's part of family, and we do say our condolences to her, mm-hmm. and best wishes for her dad from one dimension to another, but we still miss the individual.
Very true, true. Yeah. All right, so let's stick here with Seattle. We have Joanne calling in. She is currently or kind of in and out of a five-year relationship. She was engaged on and off, and currently now her boyfriend has since moved out not too long ago, and she needs a little more space, but she needs more little guidance with that. So, Joanne, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Go ahead.
The boyfriend moved out?
Yes. After 4.5 years, we've been apart and together several times, but he was never able, he said, to compromise and live on his own.
Uh-huh.
And 24/7 was just way too much for me. And now he's would like to date.
Uh-huh.
And I do care about him a great deal. And he'd also like to have me as a travel partner. So I'm not just, it's kind of a trust issue for him.
Right. What I'm seeing is, I don't know why I saw Richard Gere, and I'm seeing the show The Officer and the Gentleman, and I'm seeing that Debbie actress. I'm just Debbie something. So think of Officer and the Gentleman. I don't even remember. All I know is the show is that he ended up getting hooked up with her. It was a whole thing of him going through his own growing up process and her going through her own transformational process. So think of, it's interesting that you said that the 24/7 thing that you really, too much for you, that you need your independence, because there's, when I see 7/7s around somebody that's old soul, that means also mean independence, somebody that likes to spread their angel wings, but also I see master numbers around you, 11/11. This is the year of the master number. It's the 11 year. And so think of that. This is where you're not only is stepping into your mastery, but this is the part where you really want to, Joanne, expand your not only energetic wings, but really get into the heart energy. And what you're looking for is a divine complement relationship, not you complete me. So think of part of his journey is to realize who he is as far as he can be an officer. Think of that means taking control of his life and directing it as a master that each and every single one of us are, and is a part of him, that there's the little boy in him that like pushes it off and says, I don't want the responsibility and the accountability. And then when I ever hear the song from Toys R Us, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid, it's not calling him in childish, it's just showing the part of his wounded child is terrified of taking that that next step of directing his energy. And there's a real part, Joanne, where you came in and you like to direct your energy. You like to, you had to learn at a young age, and you had to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, and you're not one to sit on a couch and say, I broke my nail, I can't do anything, somebody do it for me. You go out and do something. So this is a time for you to have balance and have a relationship that they are holding their own weight. The you compliment relationship, it means that I reflect wholeness to you, you reflect wholeness to me, and we fly together, and it's not two halves making a whole. It's we reflect off our greatness with each other, which makes us want to expand even more. And so I'm seeing him. Actually, it's interesting, because then I just heard the mom say, like a turkey buzzard flying around, and medicine, animal medicine, turkey buzzard, at first we think, ew, that's gross. But they're very actually sacred, because they help with pollution, they help with the ecosystem, and they help balance, because they eat up the animals' decaying stuff. So turkey buzzard medicine is very significant, and it's over his head. So think of that, and it's kind of like circling in. So what does all this mean? This means I would put an I, as in your higher guide saying this,
kindness, the guidance, the grandmother, the mother's energy. As far as dating, I see a lasso and getting pulled in. So I would encourage they like space, and I feel like I'm confirming this for you, space to breathe, space between the notes, and really it's lassoing in and into the J's, like June and July, of everyone getting their feet symbolically in the sand. And really when we break up with somebody, we're individuating from them as a unit, and we had a certain energy signature when we were a unit. So it's being able to stand in your own core, him stand in his core. And but when I see, even when I get into the Junes and Julys around your throat, do you notice my throat starts closing down? So there's a part of feeling, again, lassoed. So think of that encouragement of everyone getting their feet wet and, again, standing up on their own, and especially him, you enjoying your independence and flapping your wings and really seeing where dipping your feet in as far as dating other people and really just getting your energy back as far as an individual. And then I just feel like a burning in the stomach. And so think of, again, both of this is you guys are getting used to standing into each other and looking at each other differently. And, again, you're going up as far as the divine compliment energy. You heard the collective energy has gone out over the last, since April of last year. Of think of the collective consciousness heard. There's divine compliment relationships out there. Go for it. And that anyone that wasn't, there, we are reviewing our relationships and those. And this is also the year where people are finding each other. It's very fascinating to look at. So think of that you've heard this. And so you're looking for this. And so keep on understand that he has his process of going through his officer and gentleman thing. You're doing your own thing. And again, as far as jumping in and dating, I'm just seeing lassoes, and we have free will. So you guys, everyone could do whatever they want, but there's a lassoing in, and there's a part where I feel like a restriction. So at least riding it out to the J's, July. And then I see you going on a surfboard and riding the wave as far as we think of the waves represents the emotions, the emotional bodies, feeling like you're, when I hear the Hawaii 5 music, going to that's why you have balance and you can ride the wave through your emotional bodies. And also there's a part where he is standing on his own emotional bodies where it's a much different energy dynamic than it is right now.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
It's a matter of choice on my part.
Absolutely. And just think of lassoes. I would just think of, okay, lasso, and pay attention to it, especially talking. And when you talk about dating, go into your heart, and does it feel constricted or does it feel open? And sometimes it could feel open, and then the next segment it will be restricted. Listen to your body. Your body speaking to you loud and clear, okay?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being there.
Okay, thank you, hon.
Thanks, Joanne, for calling in. Leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, let's go off to Linwood, Washington. We have Craig calling in. He looks like he's been on a break with his girlfriend a little bit, but now she's kind of back in his life, but he's a little confused, so maybe we can help Craig out. Craig, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pardon?
I said good, how are you, Craig? So what's going on?
Oh, good. Well, my girlfriend and I broke up a couple of months ago, but it was sort of unfinished.
Yeah.
And then just recently, we sort of came into contact again, but then now she's getting, like, cold feet in a way. I'm just really confused about what's going on with energetically with us.
Okay. All right. Actually, it's just really fascinating because I just did a show that's going to be on World Puja on twin flame relationships this Wednesday night, because it is actually April is the month where last year in April we collectively, so think our subconscious collective consciousness heard there's complement relationships out, meaning that we are leaving energetically the dynamics of you complete me. And so it's an invitation for all of us to do. I don't want completion, because if we go in the completion relationships, that means that we are saying that we are not whole, that we're coming in not whole, and that is not the truth. We all come in whole. We all could come in complete. We're all angels having a human experience, and angels are not broken. They're whole and holy. So think of that. I said, this is fascinating, because I've noticed the last 2 weeks, of course, it's the anniversary of the washing of last year. So think of, Craig, that as I'm seeing her shaking. Actually, it's interesting. Half of her body on her right side, I see a lady with a shake.
taken like an old cane, and she looks like she has osteoporosis, and it's and she's and her cane is shaking. So think of that means I feel like an old lady, or I'm going to be terrified that I'm going to be alone, an old lady. And the other half of her, the left side of her, looks very different, like a very young child, a little girl. And so that's real duality right there. And so I think it also represents her feeling tired as they go out to the world, her feeling like I don't feel supportive. And also part of her is very clear and empathic. She's very sensitive. And so she's picking up on the fear that's out there right now. But we could take this, the energy that's out there, and it's a rebirthing time. And so we could direct it as rebirthing, and we could and so we could rebirth with grace and ease, or we could rebirth it with through kicking and screaming. And I'm recommending people doing it with grace and ease, and that's how we do that, is by directing our energy. And I'm also seeing there's a part of your heart that's very tuned into both parts. There's the little girl that you want to lift up, and I'm seeing you lift her up and we're having her see the parade. So that's the part that wants to connect to her and then really can tap into her fearful part and want to protect her. And that's wonderful, but we want to do it on a different level. It's where the so think of this as absolutely unfinished business, because I'm seeing boxes that have a bow that needs to be tied up. And so think of that, and I see a lot of nines around it, and so that means to me closures. The nine is the month of September, which is all about closure, endings, completions, to allow new completions. So think of having this have unfinished business, but also I'm seeing you steering this rowboat, and the rowboat then has a motor, and that you have the motor. So that means that, think of the boat again as over emotions. The water represents emotions. What turns into a rowboat that then has a motor means to me that you're much more, your right hand is on the motor, and you're directing it more, meaning that you can direct the energy in the relationship, and then very quickly. And before, it used to be rowboats with oars, and sometimes you'd be spinning around with only one oar. And so now that's a different dynamic. And so think of that. I'm hearing last dance, last chance. So think of you guys coming back into each other's lives at this time to finish off unfinished business. And that with you with the rowboat, if she's if she stays with half the old lady and half the young little girl, she'll kind of fly off the boat because her energy can't stay hold the vibration. Does that make sense? Right. And so it's like I'm seeing her standing there and trying to hold onto the vibration, looking at you, but that's her journey of being able to push the elevator button door, of her unifying her energy field, like I was talking about before, of all of us having that unified field. And I'm not saying anything bad about her. We all have the wounded child in us, and we all have the old lady in us, and we all, that's a part of us looking at those aspects of us to be able to do profound healing. Then we can live a much more balanced life, right? So then we're not afraid to live. And so this is where, think of your leading that, Craig, where you're taking, again, think of the boat is your directing your energy over emotions and living life with fun. I think of the motorboat represents fun. It represents that every time the boat changes from oars to a motor to then the love boat, that means that you're directing your emotions over it's all about self-worth, that you're stepping into self-worth and that you're worthy of the love boat, which is all about fun. It's about balance. It's about sun. And so you're absolutely standing in it, going in that direction. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
So
okay.
We're going
Thank
to another break, and you're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show, and we'll be back after this short message.
The Hotel Max introduces Seattle to an experience of art and luxury combined. It's the most artistic downtown Seattle hotel and is the perfect setting for business or pleasure. Hotel Max provides the platform for viewing emerging and established Seattle artists and photographers with more than 350 original paintings and photographs found throughout the hotel. At Hotel Max, you definitely know you're in Seattle. Visit HotelMaxSeattle.com. That's HotelMaxSeattle.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured event section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Are you ready for balance and wellness?
Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
You're invited to the Sacred Cat Ball dinner and auction to benefit Whisker City, April 18th at the Linwood Convention Center. Whisker City is dedicated to the rescue and rehabilitation of abused, neglected, and abandoned pets. Performing live at the event will be Shelly and the Curves, voted Seattle's best cover band by Evening Magazine. Don't miss the Sacred Cat Ball. Visit WhiskerCity.com for more information.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show. You're listening to Kara O'Connor. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan, and let's go off to those phone lines. We have Maureen calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She's going through some past life issues that are actually resurfacing at the moment. She wants to know how to deal with them. So, Maureen, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, fine. I've had several past life issues where I was abused, and I've kind of always known that, but just thought, well, they'd go away.
Okay. The older that I you get, were what, honey, that you were accused?
Abused.
Abused, okay, all right.
Yeah, okay. In some past lives.
Yep, yep.
And I kind of always thought they would just, you know, go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I get, then the more pronounced they seem to be.
Okay.
And
okay.
I have no family. I'm pretty much all alone.
Okay.
And the older I get, the harder that is beginning to deal with. And I'm just wondering if what I was here to learn for, will I ever get it cleared up? Will I ever be able to meet a companion to have fun with? And, it's getting hard to cope with some things.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what is interesting, Maureen, because what I'm seeing this year is, and it's interesting that you're saying exactly that it's getting harder as you're getting older. I'm seeing it's getting harder in the way that what's happening, especially over the last 3 to 4 years, and this is what I've been talking about a lot, because think of a big magnet in front of our heart, and so that magnet is pulling up any kind of traumatic experience that we've had in the past, in this incarnation or other incarnations, and it's pulling us up to have it come up to the forefront for us to direct the energy, right? And so think of, I would really encourage you, I give out free energy exercises, to email my office and ask for them, and one of them is forgiving and releasing from past vows, and the vows also have past traumas, and so what you're doing, and I also have this other active forgiveness one that involves lighting candles, and so doing something physically is really helpful because it involves our physical, spiritual, mental, emotional bodies. We're directing that in using our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, and again, clearing it. And we're the beautiful thing when it's coming up to us, as it might be harder and harder for us to look at and face, but it's more where we can then recalibrate it. So think of as hard of it as it is having it come up, that you have the ability to lance it. Just think of it as an emotional lesion that you're lancing, and it's up in the heart issues to be lanced. And so you can lance it, and that also allows the heart energy to recalibrate. And so working with the exercises, and also doing it for a good 3 months, I mean 3 weeks, because it takes 28 days to make a new neural pathway in our brain, and so that's a new habit. And so the more you work with it for 3 weeks, the more it's going through the energy field and clearing up any of the residual energy that has to do with the abuse. And then that allows, because where I'm seeing this is right around your heart chakra. your second chakra. And the heart chakra is about connections, right? And the second chakra is also about relationships and connections. So think of that. This is a perfect time for you right now to really have it released out of the physical body. And the part of life purpose is to have you, this is a big turnaround year for you, especially from now till the Aprils, A to August, the A's, April to August. Huge turning around period for you to realize, A, that you might be physically alone as far as with no family, but this is the year where we're reconnecting with soulmates, soul families, having soul groups, and that we all come from that, and there's a place that we're all connected, and so this is where in the physical we're reconnecting to those groups, those people, those companions, and so think of, again, this period right now from April to August, and I see you when it gets into the J's, the June, July, August, you going around with different more groups, connecting from, it's, I call it a bridging period. So all of a sudden, you find out about a different group that resonates with you when you go there. And then all of a sudden, you find out about something else that's happening and you go there. And so then you meet other people that bring you to this other space. And so you're entering in that bridging period that's going to have you connect to people that feel like family, soul family. And then it's a whole reconnection period. And then a lot of things make sense, including you, you're going to be meeting a lot of people that have the same similar story as far as feeling alone and alone a lot to be connected at this time. And so that's part of our soul purpose, is recognizing soul as an S-O-U-L, is that our, in our S-O-L-E, soul purpose is to recognize that we are all pieces and source of God, at God aspect, whatever creator that means to us, but that we're all connected and we can never be connected. That's part of the separation, that we're unifying and rectifying and remembering and getting rid of the separation feeling that we've ever been separated from source creator. And the more we clear that out of our energy field, the more we have a unified field, the more we're unified, the more we feel that connectedness, the more we can feel that connectedness, and the more we radiate that out, the more we radiate that out, the more we connect that and pull in the people that are radiating the same exact thing. It's an energetic formula that is actually very science-based, and it works. This is how we create, and we create every single word, thought, and deed. So this is your time right now through the April through August, to reconnect with family, working directly with the forgiveness issues, and recognizing it is key. When I see people and hear people saying that they're recognizing it and they're aware of it, you're already starting to put your attention and intention, and when you just clarify it a little bit and really go right down to the root of it, concentrate on your heart area, put your hand on your heart and say, I'm releasing in all directions of space and time that has anything to do with abuse, any kind of negative, traumatic, fearful events, and I am releasing from it now, bringing that cleared energy back into my energy field now, and then going down to your second chakra, putting your hands on right above your pubic bone and doing the same thing. And then start connecting, make infinity eights from the right side to the left side of your body. It opens up that heart, it connects in where you could have had any trauma that we could carry in from, again, past lives. And so you're reconnecting the meridians, reconnecting the grids. That, again, allows that unified field, that allows our signature to go out louder. So think of the louder signature, the more we attract those people that are in the same soul group. And this is the year for you to do that, okay? So this is where it's like, again, April through August, because I see you in August going through invitations and saying yes, yes, yes to 1, 2, 3, and then saying no, yes, 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 no, where you're invited to a lot of different groups and things. And so that is like, you feel very good with this. Yes, 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 no, yes, 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 no. And that also includes within the group being a companion, okay?
Okay, that sounds exciting, because I was wondering why I would choose to be alone in this lifetime.
Part of the aloneness has to do with even, I'm seeing past life as far as, do you know if you're a Virgo North Node?
No, I don't.
Okay, there's a website called ALABE.com, and look up to see where your North Node is, because I heard Virgo North Node. Or if you don't have a North Node in Virgo, that part of your astrological chart is imitating this. You have it somewhere in your chart as far as, and if that means that past lives, many past lives as living as somebody giving service, living in monastery, living at very many vows of poverty, vows of celibacy, vows of being in service for other people, and that is also an energetic, what I call, hangover that you come in with. You have taken many vows of being of service to people, living by yourself for the group of the whole, and so that's where you're also clearing those kind of those vows out of celibacy, of living by yourself, of being of service, and all this is all about balance. And people with that Virgonian North Node, they could really feel a real pull, or a lot of them do have life of separation, because it's like it's even where they're comfortable, because you can be very sensitive as far as other people's energy. But this is the lifetime that you're not supposed to be by yourself. It's supposed to be inclusion and bringing, going back into unification and connecting back to the people. So think of that. This is what your it's all timing. All of it's right timing. There's no right or wrong. And so this is the time for you to really step into understanding, saying, aha, I get it, in that this perfect timing where before you're so sensitive that if you connected with people, they could have really thrown you off balance, because you're very sensitive to other people's energies. Do you realize that? And so when you, do you recognize how sensitive you are, Maureen?
Oh, yes.
If you connected before, especially when you're processing a lot of stuff, that the other people's energy could have even kind of thrown you off. Now that you, as you continue to release and get rid of real cellular post-traumatic stress there, it's going to allow you and help you to connect with people, and you're in a different space, and not only connect with them, but help them as far as I call it the been there, done that. And so you can help people by your own past, by your own story, and you help people. You're the teacher and helper and being of service like you did in other times, but you don't have to do it in isolation. So if it was happening before, they could have hurt, like kind of you up alive, or their energy would have really you would have felt their energy big time. So it's all in perfect order. So it's not that you're not here to have your life to live alone. That's not part of your lifetime records. Just think of, you don't have to think about that. Okay,
so I just get a hold of union.com.
Union 1111 at yahoo.com. Ask about the forgiveness exercises or all the energy exercises. I give out a set of three. You send down and work with them. And again, I really encourage people, when you're doing a new thing, to do, remember the 28-day minimum, because that creates the, we're going through this physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Well, we're at the end of the hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll see you back next week at the same time, and may you align with the divine.